we started off reasonably well. Goal really came into it, you know, then midway through the first half and then also at the start of the second half, you know, but we knew ourselves we needed to knuckle down, you know, and we knew ourselves we needed to really, really bounce back after the Ulster final defeat. And, you know, I thought we did that reasonably well, but not anywhere near the level that we need to try and get to if we're going to compete now next week against Mayo.
When Galway started to come back into it, did nerves maybe set in on the Donegal team? Did you get a wee bit nervy on it? Because you were brilliant the first 10 minutes and the next thing the Connacht side started to get a grip of the game.
I wouldn't say it was a case of nerves like anything. Galway, you know, people might forget, you know, they've come through a number of very, very big games to themselves over the last number of weeks, you know, and, you know, I'd say they put it up to Mayo in the first round of the Connacht, you know, and I'd say they're a very, very good side. So I think you have to give credit where credit is due to Galway there in that perspective, in our own perspective, you know. I suppose, yeah, maybe we, you know, quite bluntly, we conceded too many at one side and we didn't score too many then at the other side for that midway through the first half period, you know, but once we managed to maybe get a grip of things a wee bit better, then maybe at the start of the second half we managed to push on. And as I say, you know, the likes of Colum and the likes of Owen McNeilis really stood up there, and as I say, they were big players for us there.
Yeah, because after the Ulster final, we needed a performance like what we've seen in the second half.
Yeah, Camille, that's exactly it. As I say, nobody ever wanted to go on and lose an Ulster final. That's the way it planned out. That's the route that's the hand we're dealt now. And we pushed on. As I say, fair play to the lads now for putting the shoulder to the wheel. At the end of the day, we need to really, really up it in all facets of our game now in the coming 6 days if we're going to try and compete now and against Mayo.
You've seen more time on the edge of the square today compared to what you did in the last couple of games. And very, very comfortable in there, Michael. And you were effective in most of the moves in there.
I come here, as I say, wherever Rory and them boys see me fit, you know you're going to go. As I say, I enjoy playing out the field, enjoy playing wherever I can be with it when I Donegal shirt, enjoy playing with the county like all of us boys do. We really, really love playing with Donegal. And whether it was to play in goals or whether it's to play into the corner forward, anybody, the whole squad, I really, really want to put the shoulder to the wheel and do the best for Donegal.
Yeah. And now next up, we've got Mayo. Donegal obviously have history against Mayo, and now coming off the back of the performance of this, I'm sure training will be difficult. You'll be putting in big sessions, but the mindset will be a lot happier heading into this one.
I come here, it's back to square one again. I wouldn't say the mindset will be happy, the mindset will be focused, and the mindset will be focused upon improving, and the mindset will be focused upon trying to get a performance against Mayo, and that's where it's going to be at for this group of players. It's the group of players that we've had, I suppose, for the last number of years now. They're very, very level-headed, and they know what needs to be done, and they know the certain areas that we need to improve upon here and do our best for Donegal. As I say, Donegal again travelled in big numbers again today, and the credit to the crowd for doing that. It's fantastic support that we have, and we don't never lose sight of that, so we want to do our best for them too and our best for the whole county.
Yeah, and there'll be even more coming next week to watch us against Mayo, but at the level of the performance, is it going to have to go up a couple of notches now for Mayo? He's going to have to build now on what we've seen today.
Yeah, without a doubt, and all facets of the play, you know, we need to keep out more scores, we need to be a bit solider at the back at the same time, then we need to try and chip over a couple more scores and be a bit more ruthless up front. So that's going to be where it's at. It's not going to get any easier, it's definitely not going to get any easier. It's going to be a very, very difficult task against Mayo, but that's what we're running for now. That's what you have to be enjoyed for. It's this end of the year, and as I say, it's a quarter final of an All-Ireland, so this is where you need to start to be performing and start to keep improving.
Finally, how's the body holding up, and things going well for you?
Yeah, thanks be to God, touch wood, everything going good. So, as I say, delighted again to get another game under the belt and push through. So I'm looking forward to staying healthy and staying fit and staying playing football, please God.